السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمد عباده الذاكرين الشاكرين، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وفقها في الدين يا رب العالمين، آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue the study, inshallah, of the practice of the Sahaba, the lifestyle, if you will, of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. How they lived their life, how they modeled their practices after the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how they understood the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, the verses of the Quran, and how they applied that to their living. The Quran has been taken as huda, as guidance for mankind, and the Sahaba al-Kiram, the Sahaba, the honorable Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the ones that taught us how to actually follow that guidance of the Quran, and how to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were not mere words that they heard and they went home and they forgot about it. It was their lifestyle. It was their way of life that they applied to themselves and to their family. And we, alhamdulillah, are studying some of the practices of the Sahaba during their daily living. And one of the most important way of the Sahaba, we studied how the Sahaba dedicated themselves for the da'wah, for the calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they put their life on the line for this religion, how they put their life and they spend their life for their to spread the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the word of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to not only spend their time in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only also to put their life on the line for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined upon us to spend our belongings, to spend our money, to spend some of our wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the practice of the obligatory charity as zakah. Zakah means purification, meaning that this is the way to purify ourselves from the evil, from the greed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the human being, a human soul, a human self. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَحْضُرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحَ. It's a nature of human being, of the human self, is to hold on to things, to be a little stingy, to keep things, to not spend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who overcome, Jazakallah khair, Akramakallah ya akhi. Those who overcome this nature by trying to hold on, by trying to keep, not really spend, especially if the self is in real need for that, he said, those are the true successful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. This is in Surah Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, tell, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my slaves, tell my servants, those who believe. Once you establish the belief, and يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, first thing is to practice the salah, to make the salah, وَأَنْ يُنْفِقُوا. Then وَيُنْفِقُوا, أعوذ بالله, وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, and to spend from what we have given them in secret, in privacy, in private, and also in public. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the guidance and the people that received the guidance, as we all recite in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the book, there is no doubt about it, this is guidance for those who believe. Those who believe in the unseen. The Muslims, the mu'min, the believers believe in something they don't see. and يقيمون الصلاة, and they establish the prayer, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and what we have provided for them, they spend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there is two ways of putting what you hold dear on the line. And that is yourself, your soul, your life, and your belongings, your money and your wealth. And it was mentioned together 9 times in the Qur'an. 9 times in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. The money and the self has mentioned together 9 times in the Qur'an. Do we guess how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the money before the life? Out of these 9. 8 times. 8 times out of 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned the two together, He put money first and then life. Once somebody can get rid of that nature of holding on to the wealth, then it becomes a little easier to put life on the line and to practice the jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by even putting your life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except in one position, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned, the actual fighting, the actual, in the heat of the battle, there is nothing more dear to the person than his own life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rightfully so, عَزَّ مِنْ قَائِلْ, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bought from the believers their selves, their own lives, and their belongings. As they fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they kill and they are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mentioning that heat of battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the life, put the self before the belonging and the money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it speaks of the jihad in the Quran, 8 times other than that one position, always put the money first. Always put, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Fight to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your money and in yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about spending the wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is the way to achieve the birr. Birr is defined as the good deeds, as what the self, when you do the good deed and the pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is al-birr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain that status of birr, that status when you are the good doer, unless you spend from what you hold dear, from what you hold dear, from what you love the most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a deal with the Sahaba and made a deal with us, with the believers. Human beings sometimes understand give and take. You know, one time we played this lecture, give and take for God's sake, right? Give and take, we want something in return. As a human being, as a human nature, you put something forth, you put something forward, you want something in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. Said those who recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they establish the prayer, and then spend from what we have given them, in public and in private, and privately. They are making some sort of a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً. Tijara is basically, it's literally a trade. لَن تَبُورَ. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this type of trade, you will not lose. This is a guarantee win to those who spend in that route, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the actual details of this contract that the Sahaba, we will, inshallah, after we finish this introduction, we'll say what did the Sahaba do after they understood these words, what these words mean from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a contract from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing in this contract is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of the means that you will pay for this contract. Meaning what you're going to put forth, the money that you, the wealth or whatever you put forth in this contract, your part of it is provided already by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is buying something. Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am buying from you yourself, your life and your money, but who provided myself and my money? Who provided this to begin with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is buying it back. And for that deal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more. Will give us more in this dunya and give us more in this akhirah. So this is not generosity. I mean, think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the means, said, give part of it to me. Give me some of it back, and I will give you endlessly. I will give you eternal reward for that part that you gave back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aminu billahi wa rasulih, wa anfiqu. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet and spend mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. Spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted you with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this money as a trust. This is His money. It's the money of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is to Allah, al-Malik. He is the owner, He is the king. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that money. He said, I'm entrusting you with this. Spend from it. Just spend from it. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Those who believe and spend, they will have a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in another beautiful verse in Surah Al-Muzammil as a loan. He said, I will just take it from you, but I will give it back to you. And the scholars said, meaning that not only will give it back to you in the hereafter, after death, He will give it back to you now and then and later. He will replace that money that you spent. There is evidence from the hadith to support that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a loan to him. He said, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful loan. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever you provide for yourself, basically when you're paying in charity or you're providing in charity or you're spending the money of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for Allah. Just, you have to understand that meaning. Because the people of Israel said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is poor and we are wealthy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to spend money, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have it. The people of Israel said, Allah faqir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is poor. وَنَحْنُ الْأَغْنِيَا. See this delusion, this state of delusion that they... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what you are spending of His money, you're spending for yourself. You're not spending anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made everybody so wealthy that charity would be meaningless. But it's a test for those who are poor as it is a test for those who are wealthy. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever you spend to yourself, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even a better and more reward from what you spend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is all for ourselves. So this is the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the conditions of this contract? The conditions, mainly the two conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask for in this contract that has endless reward. First, that the intention has to be good. That the intention of that spending has to be good. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The deeds are based on the intentions in Islam. This is the first rule of fiqh. This is the first rule of our religion. It's your intention. What is the intention? If the intention is to show off, then that is not in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the intention is to subdue somebody else by spending money on them and make them feel like they owe you, or they, you know, that is also not a good intention in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first rule, the first condition of this contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the pure intention. The second is you cannot have reminders or injury after the money is spent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do not follow what they have spent with reminders. Oh, remember that day, how you were, you know, you needed, didn't I give you this? Didn't I mean, I'm just a good guy, basically, just reminder. Okay? Not necessary. And then injury, وَلَا أَذَى. Because some people think, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, I hope none of us is among them, is when they help a brother or a sister in need, that they feel now that they are superior to that person. That they are actually, they have some favor on that person. And we will see how the Sahaba understood this. How they understood that that's exactly the opposite. That person was just the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you to help you by allowing you to be the giver for that person. And we will see how they actually practice that. So the reminder and the injury just blows away everything. It just blows away the good deed and it affects the intention. And it, even if the intention were initially good, if it is followed by the injury or the reminder, then that will blow. That will just basically wipe out the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest losers, أَلُنَبِّيَكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا, the biggest losers, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. The biggest losers are not the kuffar, are not the ones that they know they are evil. Those who really think they're doing good, but they're actually doing an evil deed or just bad intention. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ, they think they're doing a good deed. Those are the worst losers, because they go to the Day of Judgment thinking, I have a lot in my bank account. And they look at their bank account and they're totally bankrupt. They're not even prepared for that big surprise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third condition for this contract, that you spend halal. Come, what you spend, you can't just go and, al-iyadu billah, for example, have your money in a Anheuser-Busch stocks, and then spend some of that dividends for. This is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, spend of the good things that we, the beautiful things, meaning the halal things, the good things that we have provided for you. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, what we have provided for you from the earth. وَلَا تَتَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْ, don't go to the bad part of your wealth. Don't go to the bad given. And then the other thing that everybody has to spend, everybody has to try to spend, according to their wealth, according to their ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in at-talaq, وَلْيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ, a wealthy man, let them spend out of their wealth. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ, and those who their bounty, their sustenance is not much, they don't have a lot of wealth, فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ, let them spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden His servants except for what He has given to them. سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide a good time after hard time. He will provide prosperity after hardship or poverty. And that is, the scholar said that is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People that spend in times of hardship, in times of adversity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide them wealth and will provide them sustenance, and we will prevent calamity from getting to them. So as we said, if we abide to this contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it results in two good things. Number one, in this dunya. In this dunya, those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get, first thing, replacement of their wealth. Whatever they spend, they get back. How do they get it back? Sometimes said, well, I'll spend my salaries the same. I mean, I'm not getting anything back. Where is the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace everything I spend? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. Whatever you spend, you will get back. And in the hadith of Qudsi ibn Adam, أَنْفِقْ أُنْفِقْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Son of Adam, spend and I'll spend on you. You spend and I'll spend on you. But sometimes spending by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to prevent a calamity. Maybe there would be a problem. A house, wal'iyadu billah, will burn. A big loss in wealth, loss in life, injury, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent from happening. You didn't even know about it. As-sadaqah tutfi'u ghadab al-rabb. The sadaqah quenches out, that puts out the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like water puts out fire. And وَتَدْفَعُ الْمُصِيبَ and prevents the calamity, prevents disaster, prevents harm from reaching the Muslim. So even though you may think that your income is steady, but there is no adversity is hitting, there is no loss of money, there is no loss of property, there is no loss of life, and that is maintained by the sadaqah. That is maintained by the charity that we provide in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الصَّدَقَةُ تَدْفَعُ الْمُصِيبَةُ وَتُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ. That's in this dunya. In the akhirah, in the hereafter, then it's countless. The minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised لِلْعِبَادِ. And this is the very well known verse in Surah Al-Baqarah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Al-Baqarah 261, He said, the similitude of those who spend their money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like one grain that put out 7 ears. In each one there is 100 grain. So 700 folds. This is the minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised if you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of investment provides 100%? There's none. There's no investment they say, well, some investment may, let's say 1,000, 10 folds. But have you ever heard of an investment that the minimum return on it is 700 folds in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the minimum contract that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then he said, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies folds upon folds for whomever he pleases. And how many folds the generous will multiply? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-kareem, is the generous. He knows how many folds he will multiply. So that is the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did the sahaba understood the contract? How they acted upon the contract? And what was their way of life? Understanding some of these verses that we just, alhamdulillah, recited in some of these hadith. We start with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, we spent about 7 hours studying the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And subhanAllah, you cannot absolutely give the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu his due right in hours upon hours upon hours. One of the known scholars in this country, Imam Zayd Shakir, spent 16 hours studying the first minute of his khilafah, which is when he stood up on the minbar and he gave the khutbah, he gave the speech of inaugural speech of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He spent his initially 16 hours studying that 1 minute, first minute of his khilafah, and at the end he said, it just cannot be done. It really cannot be done. And this is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the spending of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is the forefront of the Sahaba. He is the elite of the Sahaba. He is the first one of the Sahaba. The first man that embraced Islam after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many of the scholars said about his spending that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses in the end of Surah Al-Layl in Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end of these verses that the one that will avoid the torment of the hellfire is this is the pious one. The pious one that go to his money and spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one, he's not spend it for the sake of anybody else. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. Nobody has any favor upon him. No, he's not trying to pay anybody off. He's not trying to have favor with anyone. Except, إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Except towards the face of his highest Lord. The face, وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And Allah will please him. Allah, the servant that does this, Allah will make him happy. So just imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for that person who puts an emphasis, certainly, وَلَا سَوْفَ. Lam, this lam, when it goes into the sentence in Arabic, means emphasis, meaning almost an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. he will certainly be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give back. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq started immediately after he embraced Islam spending his money for the da'wah. He would go to the masters of the slaves that are being tormented because they embraced Islam. And one of the most famous one is Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu. And he goes to Abu Jahl and to Umayyah ibn Khalaf and he buys Bilal and immediately set him free. So the Sahaba would say, Bilalun Sayyiduna wa a'taqahu Sayyiduna. Bilal is our master and he was freed by our master. He's bought the freedom of Bilal ibn Rabah from his tormentor, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. So his father comes to him. The father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq comes to him. And he said, my son, you are spending your money buying the freedom of weak people. Of people that are physically weak, they're tormented, they're tired, they're being... Why don't you buy the freedom of strong men that can protect you? I mean, he was being attacked, he was being beaten, he was being persecuted. He said, why don't you buy the freedom of people that can actually provide protection for you if you have this wealth? And that was the answer of Abu Bakr, that he is doing this, ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. He was just towards the face of the highest Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know at the time of Hijrah, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq knew that he is going on one-way journey with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was leaving everything behind. He was leaving everything behind, including his house, his wealth, his trade, all the life that he had in Mecca, he was leaving all behind. And he had behind him his son, some of his children, Asma radiallahu anha, and Aisha. They were still in Mecca. And they will have no resource. So he took all the money, all the wealth that he had, and the scholars report 5,000 dirham, 5,000 silver coin, he took it all with him to spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Medina for the da'wah. And his father, Abu Quhafa, came to the house. And Asna was the older daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And he asked her, what did Abu Bakr left for you? And he was a blind man. So she put some stones in a bag and she put it in a little hole in the wall. And she put the hand of her grandfather on it so he wouldn't panic over them. This is the faith that she had. And she said, he left us this. She didn't lie. But this is all he left in the house. All he left in the house is rocks. So this is just an evidence of what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the book of Abu Dawood and at-Tirmidhi, on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, he recites the story when the battle of Tabuk, the hardship, the expedition of the hardship, Ghazwat al-Usra of Tabuk, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started getting money from the Sahaba. And Umar said, أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يَوْمًا أَنَّ تَصَدَّقُ. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, enjoined upon us to pay in charity. وَوَافَقَ ذَلِكَ مَالًا عِنْدِي. It was a time that I had actually some money in my house. He was very happy that he now can do something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking. He said, فَقُلْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَسْبِقُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Today, I will just do something more than Abu Bakr. I will beat Abu Bakr, of course, in good deeds. He said, Al-Yawma, he was so happy. Al-Yawma asbiqu Abu Bakr. In sabaqtuhu yawman. If I am to actually compete with him and actually win, this would be the day. And then I said, فَجِئْتُ بِنِصْفِ مَالِي. So I brought half of my money. I hope half of my wealth. I mean, think about it. This is a lot. Think about all your belongings. And just split that in half and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet asked us to spend this and I'm bringing half of my money, just one split. This is really, I mean, it's a lot, it's a big deal. So he says, تَجِئْتُ بِنِصْفِ مَالِي فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you left for your family? And he said, مِثْلَ. I have the same, I have the same amount left for my family. And then he said, وَأَتَى أَبُو بَكَر. And he, Abu Bakr came. And the scholar says, he said, he brought 4,000 dirham. Now, Ghazwat Tabuk was what? In the ninth year of Hijrah. So he left Medina with 5,000, and he's bringing 4,000 after all that spending. So this is, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, he gave it all to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, Ya Abu Bakr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma abqayta li ahlik, what have you left for your family? And he said, Abqaytu lahum Allah wa Rasulah. I left them Allah and His Messenger. He brought the entire wealth, everything he had, he put it in the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar narrates the story, he said, فَقُلْتُ لَا أَسْبِقُهُ إِلَى شَيْءٍ أَبَدًا. I will never compete with Abu Bakr again. Cannot compete with Abu Bakr. And that was the spending of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Aisha radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. In al-Bukhari, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair is the son of Asma. So Aisha radiallahu anha is his aunt, Khalatu. So he comes to her without hijab. There is no hijab between Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anha and Aisha radiallahu anha. And he, of course, he was talking about his mother and his aunt, about Asma and Aisha. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari in al-Adab. He said, مَا رَأَيْتُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ أَجْوَدَ مِنْ عَائِشَةَ وَأَسْمَاءَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He said, I've never seen two women that are more generous than Aisha and Asma. He said, they had two styles of spending. وَجُودَهُمَا مُخْتَلِفٌ. Their spending, their generosity is different. He said, أَمَّا عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا فَكَانَتْ تَجْمَعَ الشَّيْءِ إِلَى الشَّيْءِ حَتَّى إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ عِنْدَهَا قَسَمَتْ. He said, Aisha used to save the things. She would save it up, so when it becomes a good amount to spend, she would go and spend it up. He said, and that was the generosity of Aisha. She would actually save for the needy. And he said, Asma كانت لا تمسك شيئا لغد. Asma, she will not even leave anything in the house. When something comes to the house, it's out. Any wealth comes to the house, any money, it's out the same day. Two different styles, same results. Aisha would get it together and then she divide it among whoever needs more or less or etc. And she will spend it. Asma, she will immediately, an ongoing machine of spending. Yeah, Brother Nabil wants to make sure the sisters are listening. Jazakallah khair. They are, inshallah, and we all are listening. Wallahi, these are the mothers of the believers, and Asma radiallahu anha given us the example. Aisha radiallahu anha, it is narrated by the scholars that she used to rub the coin, the money, the silver or the gold with musk. She will put perfume on it before she gives it out. And she was asked, why is this practice? And he said, because I am putting it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm putting that money, I'm putting it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it has to be worthy of giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Aisha radiallahu anha was to give someone, one poor man was asked Aisha radiallahu anha, and she gave him, so he thanked her by saying, Jazakillahu anna ya ummahu khayra. O mother, may Allah reward you for this. May Allah reward you. Jazakillahu khayran. And she said, Bal jazakallahu anna kulla khayr. She thanked him. She thanked the one that is receiving. She said, no, you, may Allah reward you all the good. Why? She said, Hamalta zadana ila al-akhirah. You are carrying our saving account, zadana, our sustenance to the hereafter. You are the vehicle that we are loading you with this, and you are taking it for us to the hereafter. You are the one who is worthy of being thanked. So this is the understanding. We said, when we understand the contract, they don't follow with reminder and injury. They follow with thanking the one that is receiving the charity from them. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to take this to the akhirah. So when we have people come here or anywhere else, they ask for money, never ever let them feel like they are the ones that, you know, we're gonna give them favor, you know, whether they're asking for something for our brothers in a poor area or an area that is hit by a calamity or a war or etc. It's an opportunity that these brothers or sisters are opening for us. We should thank them. That's who do fundraisers. We should just thank them for the opportunity that they're providing for us to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the example that Aisha radiallahu anha understood from her teacher and husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One story narrated in At-Tabarani, and it is also narrated in Asbab al-Nuzul, in the reasons and the causes for some of the revelation of the Quran. And the story is on two of the Sahaba that were on two different extremes from the financial spectrum of society, meaning the very wealthy and the very poor. And these two Sahaba are Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. We studied his life and we know he was a wealthy man. And the other one is Abu Aqil. And Abu Aqil was not so wealthy. He was actually one of the poor Sahaba. And this is narrated in At-Tabarani and also narrated in Al-Bizzar. And it is on the authority of two Sahaba. It's narrated on two different Sahaba, Abu Salama and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhumah. The hadith said that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تصدق. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, given in charity, فإن يريد أن أبعث بعثا, I need to send an expedition, a small army. قال فجاء عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضي الله عنه فقال يا رسول الله عندي 4,000, 2,000 أقترضتهما ربي وألفان لعيالي. He said, oh Rasulullah, I have 4,000 in my house, 2,000 loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He's following the verse. وَمَنْ يُقْرِدِ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, who gives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan. And 2,000 I left for my family. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِيمَا أَعْطَيْتْ وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيمَا أَمْسَكْ. May Allah bless that you've given, and may Allah bless that you kept for your family. And then Abu Aqil came, and he had 2 pounds of dates. Now Medina is full of dates. So date is real. I mean, they used to feed it to their camels. If you remember from the seerah, Abu Sufyan knew that the camels from Medina were there because he saw the core of the date. He saw the bulb. So date, 2 pounds of dates are really not much in Al-Madina Munawwara. So Abu Aqil brought 2 pounds, sa'in, min tamr. He brought 2 pounds of date. And then Ya Rasulullah, إِنِّي أَصَبْتُ صَاعِينِ مِنْ تَمْرٍ, I have only 2 pounds of date. صَاعٌ لِرَبِّي وَصَاعٌ لِعِيَالِي. 1 pound for my Lord and 1 pound for my family. Pound of date. That was the wealth of Abu Aqil. That was his entire belonging. Now, is that less than the 4,000 that Abdul Rahman had? This is the lesson that we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is to give from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. It is not about how much actually you put. It's what... This man has given half of his wealth, and that man has given half of his wealth. This was 2,000 dirham, and this was a pound of date. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed for him. So the munafiqun, the hypocrites, they started making ridicule of both of them. They said about Abdul Rahman, he said, مَا أَعْطَى مِثْلَ الَّذِي أَعْطَى ابْنَ عَوْفِ إِلَّا رِيَاءَ. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf is showing off his wealth. He gave 2,000 dirham. And then, about Abu Aqil, he said, لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ غَنِيَّيْنِ عَنْ صَاعٍ مِنْ هَذَا. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need a pound of date. And his prophet doesn't need a pound. What is he, you know? So, they ridiculed both. They said about the one that brought the large amount of money, that he's showing off his money. And about the one that brought little, that why are you doing that? It's ridiculous. They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need your pound of date. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in At-Tawbah, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جَهْدَهُمْ. Those who ridicule the voluntary givers and charity of the believers, and those who find nothing other than their effort. So those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke against the munafiqeen. Those who ridiculed the one that gave, and those ridiculed the one that gave too much and the one that gave too little. And the way the Sahaba spend is like Abu Aqil. And sometimes it's even more impressive and more lessons in giving. Like this is the Sahaba, those poor Sahaba are a university in life if we learn from them. they had not much, but you will see the story of one of the Sahaba, and it is narrated in Sahih Muslim. In Muslim, the name of the Sahabi is not mentioned, but other references say it is Abu Talha. If you remember Abu Talha and his wife Umm Salim, we studied the life of Umm Salim bint Milhan. That was her husband Abu Talha. And it is in Sahih Muslim. And it is also narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari and in al-Nasa'. That and Sahih Muslim, the word per word is in Muslim here. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قَالَ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ إِنِّي مَجْهُودٌ. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, I am suffering. He needs some help. Man came asking the help of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the first thing the Prophet ﷺ did is he had checked in his house. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ نِسَاءِ. He sent to some of his wives, checking what's in the house. How can we help this man? فَقَالَتْ. And the wife said, لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ فِي الْحَقْ مَا عِنْدِي إِلَّا مَا. He said, Wallahi, that sent you with the truth, I have nothing in the house but water. That was the house of the Prophet ﷺ at that time. They had nothing but water. And this is also authenticated by Aisha, who said that we would go month after month and we have only water and dates. It's all that was there in the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ أُخْرَى فَقَالَتْ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى قُلْنَا كُلَّهُنَّ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. He checked one house after the other, one room after the other of the mother of the believers, and there was nothing but water in the entire house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the messenger that he sent to the wives came back and he said, there is nothing, Ya Rasulullah. So the Sahaba, which was well in hardship, then Abu Talha came up. He knew that he had something in the house, maybe something. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. And another, a man from the Ansar, and that is Abu Talha. فَقَالَ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, مَنْ يُضِيفُ هَذَا اللَّيْلَ. Who can host this man tonight? رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. Allah have mercy on him. Rasulullah is saying Rahimahullah and don't jump up. So Abu Talha just grabbed the opportunity and he took the mercy of Allah. He said, I will take him, Ya Rasulullah. He has no idea what's in his house. He has no idea how much is there. So he takes this man and he goes with him to his house. فَانْطَلَقَ فَقَالَ لِمْرَأَتِهِ هَلْ عِنْدَكِ شَيْءٍ. He went and he asked his wife, do you have anything? And she said, إِلَّا قُوتُ صِبْيَانِ. Only food for the children. Him, the wife and the husband have nothing. But it's only the children's food that was left in the house. This is in Bukhari and Muslim, brothers and sisters. قَالَ فَعَلِّلِيهِمْ بِشَيْءٍ. He said, distract them. Distract the children from their hunger. فَإِذَا أَرَادُوا الْعَشَاءَ فَنَوِّمِيهِمْ. Distract them with play or whatever, and when they want a food, when it's time for food, put them to bed. Just let them go to bed. So distract the children. There is no dinner tonight for the children of the house. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ ضَيْفَنَا فَأَطْفِئِ السِّرَاجِ. This is the adab, the manners of the Sahaba. Said, when the guest comes, then turn the light down. وَأَرِيهِ أَنَّنَا نَأْكُلُ. And pretend like we are eating. So he doesn't get, I mean, if the guest felt that he's eating all the food that was there in that house, he may reject it. He may say, no, let me split, I can, you know, let's share it all. He said, pretend that we are eating in front of that guest. And then فَقَعَدُوا وَأَكَلَ الضَّيْفُ وَبَتَا طَاوِيَيْنِ. This is the hadith. He said, they sat down, they pretended on the corner alone in the darkness that they're eating, and the man ate. And then the next day he took the guest and went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him and his wife, he said, قَدْ عَجِبَ اللَّهُ مِنْ صَنِيعَكُمَا بِضَيْفِكِمَا. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admired what you did with your guest last night. This came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another riwayah, in another narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they prefer other over themselves, even if they are in need. Even if they are in need for that, they prefer other Muslims, other people upon themselves. And this is how the generosity with the Sahaba was. And you can't speak about the generosity and the spending of the Sahaba and not mention one of the role models the Hayy, the one that had the Haya, the khuluq of Haya, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu. The one that is known with his generosity and his spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the book of Ahmad, in Musnad Ahmad, rahimahullah, on the authority of Abdul Rahman ibn Khabbab, they said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khataba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahatha ala jaysh al-usra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up on the minbar and he made a speech for people to give in charity for the year of hardship, that is Ghazwat Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing fundraiser for among his sahaba. فَحَثَّ عَلَى جَيْشِ الْعُسْرَةِ Asked for donation. فَقَالَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَثَّانَ عَلَيَّ مِئَةُ بَعِيرٍ بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا He said, I have 100 camels. بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا With its load, the food, the sustenance, and the weapons that those camels. And this is a huge wealth. And then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for more. Uthman raised his hand again. He said, I'll give another 100. بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, and Uthman a third time, he said me, at third 100, بِأَحْلَاسِهَا وَأَقْتَابِهَا And then the narrator, he said, فَرَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ بِيَدِهِ هَكَذَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was admiring the generosity of Uthman ibn Affan. And then he said, مَا عَلَى عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ هَذَا Uthman can do whatever he wants after this. Uthman maghfurun la, Uthman is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in al-Hakim that Uthman, at the time of this, he brought 1,000 dinar. That's 1,000 golden coin. That's a lot of money. Even in today's, wealth. He said, he brought 1,000 dinar, فَجَعَلَهَا فَفَرَغَهَا فِي حُجْرِ النَّبِيِّ He put it in the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَجَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ يُقَلِّبُهَا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn the gold and he said, مَا ضَرَّ عُثْمَانَ مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ Uthman cannot be hurt with whatever he does after today. He cannot do anything to hurt him in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also known of Uthman ibn Affan that when he found the Muslim, he found the Muslims in a dire need for water in Medina. And water was monopolized by a Jewish man in Medina that owned a well in Medina called Bi'r Ruma, the well of Ruma. And Uthman ibn Affan, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt this need for the Muslims to have water, to have the water. And he asked the Sahaba who would get the water for the Muslims. So Uthman ibn Affan went to the owner of the well. And he offered him money. And the man said, I will not sell you this well. And then Uthman, what if you sell me half of it? Then it will take one day and I will take the other day. So the man said, fine. And he offered him 4 or 5 times or more the actual value of that well. So he accepted it for half of the well. So what Uthman does is on his day where he should profit from this investment. This is like, buying, what's that, Tennessee Valley Association, right? I mean, for a whole day. So he said, that whole day is free. All the Muslims, anybody, can come and get from that well for free. Opened it up for public. So the second day when it's time for that other investor to sell his water, there's nobody there. Because everybody's saving water from the free day of Uthman ibn Affan. So he came to Uthman and he said, would you buy the other half? And Uthman paid him as much money, see how fair he is. He paid him as much money, which was overpriced, for the second half that is now basically worthless. The second half is worthless. He paid him as much money as he paid for the first half, and he gave the entire well for the believers in Medina. And that was the spending of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, as we said, he was wealthy, and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for money, he brought half of his wealth to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that we mentioned when we spoke of the life of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he said, Ya Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Ya ibn Auf, innaka min al-aghniya. You are of the wealthy. You are one of the wealthy. وَإِنَّكَ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَبْوَى. He's one of the mubashirin. He's one of the one that given the glad tidings, paradise. But the Prophet ﷺ said, because of your wealth will make you heavy. And you will crawl into Jannah. You will go into Jannah, but crawling. And then he said, فَأَنْفِقْ يُطْلِقُ اللَّهُ قَدَمَيْكَ. So spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your legs lighter, faster. You go into Jannah faster by spending. So Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, she was in, and this is narrated in Ahmad on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anha. He said, بينما عائشة في بيتها سمعت صوتا في المدينة. While Aisha was in her house in Medina, that's after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she heard noise in Medina. She has commotion in the streets of Medina. فقالت ما هذا? What is going on? And they said, عير لعبد الرحمن بن عوف قدمت من الشام تحمل كل شيء 700 بعير. Said the caravan, Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf was very wealthy. Was very wealthy at that time. He said a great caravan came from Asham, from Syria, to Abd al-Rahman ibn Auf. 700 camels loaded. Loaded with goods of Asham. The you know, a lot of wealth that was coming from there. وكانت 700 بعير. قال فارتجت المدينة من الصوت. The commotion and the Medina was shaking. 700 camels, loaded camels, coming into Medina. فقالت عائشة, everybody's admiring that wealth of عبد الرحمن بن عوف. فقالت سمعت رسول الله يقول قد رأيت عبد الرحمن بن عوف يدخل الجنة حبوا. She said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that عبد الرحمن بن عوف will crawl into Jannah. So they went to عبد الرحمن and reminded him of that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what does he do? He said, لا إن استطعت لأدخلنها قائمة. He said, if Allah will allow me, I would walk to it, not crawl to it. Meaning, I will get rid of the weights. He said, بأقتابها وأحمالها في سبيل الله. He said, the entire caravan, the 700 camels themselves, and the load on the camel, all in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that wealth is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A similar story is narrated on Uthman ibn Affan. Uthman ibn Affan in Medina, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had a great caravan coming to Al-Medina. And it was a time of need in Al-Medina. So all the merchants of Medina came to Uthman. And they said, we give you 150%. We give you 1.5-fold in your investment in this caravan. He said, somebody paid me more. And they said, we'll give you two times, 200% in your investment in this caravan. And he said, somebody gave me more. And they said, we'll give you three times your investment in this. And he said, somebody paid me more. And they said, Uthman, we are the merchants of Medina. Everybody's here. Who paid you more? Who can pay you more? More than 300%. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Asharatu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hasanatu bi-ashri amthaliha. That the charity is 10 times. That one good deed is equal 10 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paid me 10 times. 10-fold. 1,000% is the investment of Allah. Hiya fi sabilillah. It is all in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also for the sisters and the brothers, continue on the generosity of the mothers of the believers. It's authenticated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said to his wives sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أسرعوا كنا لحاقن بيا أطول كنا يدا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a picture of speech. He said, the one that will follow me, meaning that the first one to die after me is the one with the longest hand. So the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that literally. So on the authority of Aisha, and this is in both Al-Bukhari and Muslim, she said, Aisha radiallahu anha, كُنَّا إِذَا اجْتَمَعْنَا فِي بَيْتِ إِحْدَانَا بَعْدَ وَفَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ نَمُدُّ أَيْدِينَا فِي الْجِدَارِ نَتَطَاوَلْ. They said, when we used to gather together, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he died, we would measure our hands on the wall to see who has the longest hand. They took it literally. So who's going to die first? This is a hadith. They knew it's truthful from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she said, we continue to do this حتى توفيت زينب بنت جحش until Zaynab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha died. She was the first to die. وَكَانَتْ قَصِيرًا. She was a short woman. She didn't have a long arm. She didn't have a long hand. So then they understood what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant by the long hand is the most generous. The one that will give much in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then she said, فَعَرَفْنَا حِينَ إِذٍ أَنَّمَا النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَرَادَ طُولَ الْيَدِ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Meaning the long hand with charity, with giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did Zaynab do? كَانَتْ زَيْنَبْ, this is on Aisha, إِمْرَأَةً صَنَّاعَ الْيَدَيْنِ فَكَانَتْ تُدْبِغْ وَتَخْرُزْ وَتَتَصَدَّقْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. She said, Zaynab, she was not the wealthiest, but she was the most generous. Why? Because she would work. She would take and she would knit things. Or she would work on leather things and then she will sell it or give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would work with her hands, make things to give charity. Not only she spends what she has in money, but she would work. See, the generosity, if you have extra wealth, you give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But she would actually work overtime for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She put hours overtime in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would work in her own hands and give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other aspect of the generosity and the giving of the Sahaba radwanullahi alayhi and ajma'een is their understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about being good to others and being a good host and a hospitable person and to provide food for other Muslims and other people. One Sahabi narrated that when I came to Medina, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhal nas, أطعموا الطعام وأفشوا السلام وصلوا بالليل والناس قيام تدخلون الجنة بسلام. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you feed the people, if you give food to people and spread the greeting of Islam, as-salam amongst you and pray at night, then you will go into paradise in peace. You'll go to Jannah in peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be of them. So on the authority of Al-Bukhari and narrated on the authority of Ali radiallahu an, he said, لَأَنْ أَجْمَعَ نَاسًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِي عَلَى صَاعٍ مِنْ طَعَامٍ أحب إلي من أن أخرج إلى السوق فأشتري نسمة فأعتقها. Ali radiallahu anhu said, to gather some of my companion and feed them and provide food and sustenance for them is more beloved to my heart. Not necessarily better in reward, but more beloved to the heart of Ali than to go and buy a slave and buy the freedom of a slave and set them free. And on the authority of Abu Na'im in the book of Al-Hilya, narrated on Hamza ibn Suhayb, that Suhayb al-Rumi radiallahu anh, kana yut'imu al-ta'am al-kathir. And we read that in more than one reference. That Suhayb radiallahu anh, Suhayb ibn Sinan al-Rumi, he used to feed people a lot. He always had guests, always feeding people. Of the prophets, it was known that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was his sunnah, that was his way. And another prophet that was known for that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim would have the meal and then he would go out and find somebody to eat with him, because he never would eat alone. He would always have a guest for every meal that he had, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And of his generosity that is reported in the Quran, when he had three guests. We're digressing here, but just to show the generosity. Naba'u dayfi Ibrahim al-Mukramin, when he had the three guests, and then what did he bring to them? I mean, three men. Three men, he didn't know that they were angels to begin with. What would you bring for three guests? Aja'a bi'ijlin hanif. He brought a grilled calf. He just brought a whole calf for these three people. So this is the generosity of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, go back to the Sahabi, Suhayb al-Rumi radiallahu anhu. He said he used to give a lot of food to people. He loved to do that. Just offer a lot of food to people. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Suhayb, innaka tut'imu al-ta'am al-kathir, wa dhalika sarafun fil-mal. He said, Ya Suhayb, you put a lot of food out, you spend a lot of food, and that's just extravagant. That's waste. You're just overdoing this. And then Suhayb said, Rasulullah, inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خياركم من أطعم الطعام ورد السلام. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the best of you those who give the food out, put the food out and feed their brothers and sisters, ورد السلام, and they return the greeting. فذلك الذي يحملني على أن أطعم الطعام. And the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم understood this, and we will just recite a couple of the stories that the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم اجمعين did in feeding other Sahaba, and including the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have to really make this short for the interest of time. Wallahi, if we continue for the whole night speaking of the generosity and the giving and the charity of the Sahaba, we can spend the whole time. So we'll just finish with this one story. And it's not a story, it's a hadith. There's no way that's an authenticated hadith on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is authenticated in Sahih al-Bukhari, and it is on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. He said in Sahih al-Bukhari, "Kulla yawm al-khandaq nahfur." We were on the day of al-Ahzab, the battle of the trench, battle of Khandaq. We were digging. فعرضت كدية شديدة, كدية شديدة. There was a big rock that came upon us. فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا هذه كدية عرضت في الخندق. They came to the Prophet and said, a big rock, we can't do anything about it. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أنا نازل, I'll go to it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to break this rock. وقام وبطنه معصوب الحجر. He went, when he came to break the rock, they saw the stones on his on his belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the hunger. They used to put put stones on their stomachs to compress the stomach so it would not feel the hunger. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam broke the rock, and he said, وَلَبِتْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. 3 days after that, 3 days we had nothing to eat. And then when I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like that, he said, Ya Rasulallah, إِذَنْ لِي إِلَى الْبَيْتِ. Give me permission to go to my house. He wanted to see, can he provide anything for the Prophet? I mean, his love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if anything I can bring, the Prophet himself, working in the trench, and he's got stones on his belly. And then he said, I ran to my wife, the wife of Jabir radiallahu anhu. And he said, what do you have? He said, رَأَيْتُ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا مَا كَانَ فِي ذَلِكَ صَبْرٌ فَعِنْدَكِ شَيْءٍ. He said, I cannot stand this. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is hungry. He cannot see this. He said, do you have anything? And she said, عِنْدِي شَعِيرٌ وَعِنَاقٌ. She said, I have some oat, and I have a small female goat, a she-goat. And he said, prepare it. فذبحت العناق وطحنت الشعير وجعلنا اللحم في البرمة. So she put the oat, and then she slaughtered her goat, the only goat they had, and they put it to be cooked in the it's not an oven, but what do you call that?
In the pot.
Well, it's a tannur. What is a tannur? It's like an oven. It's like an oven you dig in the wall. I'm sure many of us know this in the traditional way of life. Anyway, they put the food and he ran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it's a ball. So, think either maybe it's enough for four or five people max. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he came to him and he was lowering his voice. And he said, Ya qum tu'ayyim li. He said, I have some food, Ya Rasulullah. Faqum anta Ya Rasulullah wa rajulun aw rajulan. Come, Ya Rasulullah, with one or two men of the Sahaba. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come huwa, how much food do you have? Well, how much food? فَذَكَرْتُلَهُ. He told them, I have, you know, this ball with the oat and this small female goat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَثِيرٌ صَيِّبٌ. That's plenty and good. Plenty and good. Halal. قُلَّهَا لَا تَنْزِعَ الْبُرْمَةَ وَالْخُبْزَ مِنَ التَّنُّورِ حَتَّى آتِي. He said, tell your wife, don't take anything out of the oven until I get there. There's a miracle about to happen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Jabir was telling him in secrecy, and you know, just one or two with the Sahaba, he turned to the entire people that are working on the trench. He said, قُومُوا. Let's all go to the house of Jabir. فَقَامَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. He said, I see the whole army of the Muslims. There were 3,000 of them. coming to the house of Jabir رضوان الله عليه. فلما دخل على امرأته, he went panicking to his wife. And he said, جاء النبي بالمهاجرين والأنصار ومن معهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم brought the المهاجرين and الأنصار and everybody else. And she said, هل سألك? Did he ask you how much you have? She said, yes, he asked me, he knows how much is there. And then she said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam, don't worry. Allah wa Rasuluhu knows best. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جعل يكسر الخبز ويجعل عليه اللحم. He took the bowl out of the oven himself and he started feeding people and then give the Sahaba one after the other, and he will bring one group of the Sahaba, they will eat. They said, until they fall. They go out, they bring the second group of the Sahaba, and he said, حَتَّى شَبِعُوا, until the entire army ate at that bowl, وَبَقِيَ بَقِيَ, and there was left, there was same amount left in that bowl, and then he told the wife of Jabir, he said, كُلِي هَذَا وَأَهْدِي, eat of it and give in gift in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit from the generosity and the charity of the Sahaba, and to understand the contract that we mentioned, that the contract that the Sahaba understood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Qumu ila salati al-isha.